Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. As you're dealing with all of the things that you are dealing with right now and stuff comes up, your first thought may not be taking your problem straight to county government. But Michigan's counties are now shouldering so many essential services like public health alongside a financial pinch amid hemorrhaging revenue from the state. Eileen Kowal is an Oakland County Commissioner and a former Michigan state legislator. Her county has been one of the state's hotspots for COVID-19, and she's with us now. Eileen, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, and you couldn't have said it better that counties are where the rubber hits the road. We're on the front lines of dealing with public health, and we find ourselves in a really unique position right now, being squeezed between what will probably be falling revenues and actually increased service needs.
Counties depend, as we mentioned, on revenue sharing from the state, and that model was something of a hot topic before COVID. What is happening with the financial model in counties like Oakland County right now?
Well, we just recently, I'd say probably about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I guess that's started to come back online with the revenue sharing after the governor at the time, Governor Granholm, did the pull forward of the county collection of taxes. So we were getting revenue sharing back from the state, but now since that's based on sales tax, that's going to impact that hugely. And counties, unlike local units of government, do not get constitutional revenue sharing with the counties. We are on a statutory basis. So it's more discretionary as to whether or not or how much they pay us in revenue sharing.
What does the shortage mean in a county that's been hit so hard by the virus?
Well, it means a lot. We've been spending so much funds for the COVID response, you know, with masks, PPEs, the testing that's going on, the mobilization of forces supporting hospitals. And we are getting reimbursed for those costs, about 70 to 75% of those costs. But we are still going to be in a position where we are going to find ourselves lacking revenues because of what I said about revenue sharing, as well as the fact that I think somewhere around 60% of our funds come from property taxes. And although we don't see a fall in property values just yet, and hoping not, it could be quite possible that people would be unable to pay their property taxes for some time in the foreseeable future. So we're going to have that constraint coming down on us as well.
Yeah, we've heard in the past 24 hours that your neighbor Wayne County has announced a hiring freeze and a pay freeze, partly because of the uncertainty of the financial situation. Have things gotten that bad in Oakland County?
We did institute a hiring freeze with a few caveats in there for essential people for the COVID response. We did our administration immediately upon the emergency powers did issue a hazard pay to essential county employees of 1.5 times pay. And right now we are going to be asked, I believe, Wednesday evening at our virtual board meeting to extend the emergency powers once again for probably another couple of weeks, I'm thinking. So we are watching everything. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm very concerned about how the money's being spent and validating and keeping good track of it, having a rationale for it. I'm also, as a fiscal conservative, going to say that I'm hoping that Congress and the White House can work together to come up with some funding to possibly help us with the fall in our actual finances, to give us more flexibility to deal with dealing with revenue shortfalls with guardrails on, of course. I mean, it would have to have a lot of guidelines in place, but these are unprecedented times. So I don't see how we can possibly, even with great reserves that we have, the reserves cannot make up the difference.
It feels like a lot of the rhetoric around how the COVID response is being handled is starting to break along demographic lines. How do you respond when you hear someone saying, this disease is your county's problem? You know, you're the one with the high numbers. It's not my county's problem.
I haven't heard that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, only to say, you know, there are some elected officials and some people from other places in Michigan who feel like they haven't seen the high number of confirmed cases in their own counties, and yet they see their own businesses subject to some kinds of constraints. And they're saying that the priority right now needs to be getting Michigan's business back open, getting back to work. How do you view tensions that may be developing between people who say the economy needs to reopen and the deep need to get on top of the virus and keep flattening the curve?
Well, to your first point about the varying counties, I'm actually speaking for all Michigan counties today. I'm a member of the Michigan Association of Counties Board of Directors, and there's 83 of us counties. And while Oakland is getting direct funding from the federal government, the smaller counties are certainly not, and they have their needs as well. So I think we should all, 83 of us, stick together and look out for each other's concerns. I do agree with you as well that we should be looking at, and we introduced a resolution at the last virtual board meeting about opening Oakland County back up, gearing up plans. They have developed a task force to deal with that. And we need to be looking at ways, and I'm not sure that maybe, I know they posed it essential. Everything was based on essential initially. But I think now the conversation needs to be around what can we do safely? Mm-hmm. Because everybody's business is essential to them. And we can't allow this economic tsunami to carry on much longer. People will be ruined. So we really need to look at getting people back to work, companies back up in a safe manner. And I think that can be done.
What kinds of things are on your mind when you start to think about what it would look like to reopen business in Oakland County?
Well, right now, I'm glad to have my lawn care guy out mowing my lawn as we speak.
Right.
But I think that every different business, and I've been talking to whether they're manufacturing or whatever kind of business, they are making plans according to their business and what their particular challenges are as to how they can handle bringing people back in safely. But I think it has to be individualized. I think there's been too many broad brushstrokes taken as to what's an essential business, what's not. So we need to look at each situation individually.
As you referred to, the National Association of Counties is calling on Congress and the White House to make sure that counties receive their share of federal funding as the effort to deal with COVID-19 continues. What can you tell us about the emergency aid that's been made available and maybe what you see being a priority in the weeks to come?
Well, we are grateful for the help that we've received in many from the Paycheck Protection Program and the several care packages that have passed. They've certainly been instrumental in providing funding for hospitals and healthcare providers and state and local governments to scale up to local COVID-19 testing capacity. And with $225 million for rural health clinics, support for small businesses that help our economies. So we are grateful for that. But what we are looking for is to have something that has more resources as we address this unprecedented pandemic. And we're looking for more direct, flexible funding for our counties. Once again, as I said, with guardrails in place. We're all well aware that this certainly is not helping our national debt right now, but we need to survive this pandemic and this storm before we can start returning to normal and righting our economy and our finances again.
County work is very often one of those things that people don't notice unless it isn't there. How would you say that your view of the job has changed at all as the county and the entire state has dealt with the pandemic?
Maybe a little bit, but I've always realized that, you know, that we as counties carry out many state and federally funded mandates, and we are closer to the people than, say, state or obviously federal. But the pandemic, I think, has brought that more in line. You know, I've had actually outreach from several people who were having trouble with their Michigan unemployment, and I've tried to steer them and direct them as best as I can. And of course, I'm there for people that, you know, have questions or concerns, or they're just plain frightened about what's going on. So we've been kind of invisible, like you said. I think people are becoming much more aware of the fact that we are an intermediary that can really serve their needs.
What can you tell us about the pace of the infection in Oakland County as we're having this conversation?
Well, it is slowing down, and we are constantly looking for, testing methods, testing kits, so we can detect more people or decide who's safe to go back to work or whatever. So we're seeing the numbers declining, leery, of course, of having them jump back up again. But it has taken everybody together to create an all-out effort to get us to where we are right now.
Eileen Kowal is an Oakland County Commissioner. Eileen, thank you very, very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, too. You take care.
You too.